Some of the figures, various figures, female as well as male, have eyes that do not see, they do not exist. This kind of blindness is sometimes voluntary, sometimes the result of ignorance. The world was already starting to disintegrate in some areas in Europe. And I remember I was a child of 6 or 7, and there were already refugees from Warsaw in our house. And people were sitting at the table and so on, and they're saying, yes, but this cannot happen here. They were blind, obviously, to the future. This is how they try to protect themselves, to protect the world, to keep a kind of denial alive. And I think that this blindness has something to do with denial that I want to speak of. And in some way, none of us knows what is going to happen in 5 minutes from here. Every time I have an appointment with a friend in a restaurant, I take my car, I leave my home. What do I know? A drunk driver may come from the other side. There is something of this incertitude, or maybe this sense of incertitude is so deeply rooted in me because of all these events in my life where my life was on the brink of being extinguished, that I have the sense of something miraculous happening to me when in the morning I open my eyes and I'm in this beautiful house. And I say, yeah, another day and I can work. And now I think, my goodness, this year I'm 80 and so many of my friends have left and I still have this pleasure of waking up. My wife is still near me and my studio is waiting. But this is absolutely fantastic, but I have absolutely no feeling that anyone guarantees that this will be also the day after tomorrow. I have to wait until the day after tomorrow and then see again in the morning. There is so much of my art that is becoming material for teaching. And this is absolutely extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary. There are hundreds of books that use my art for their covers because the people feel that they can, in languages that I have absolutely no idea, that I cannot even read, but they are paintings of mine there. So obviously somewhere unwillingly, with my eyes shut, I hit the nail on its head. But I consider myself very, very lucky that I have this response. On the other hand, I do not like to be the interpreter of my work. You see, I feel that an artist should not say, when I painted this or when I wrote that, what I meant is this or that. I think that the creative miracle, which is this miracle of a connection, happens when the beholder brings also something from himself to the thing that he is confronted with. And something then happens. And it does not have to be necessarily precisely 100% what I meant. That person has the right to interpret it his way. And if I'm saying, when I did this, my intention was that, what do I know? I'm also somewhere working with my subconscious. And if I had my subconscious be very open to me, it wouldn't have been called subconscious. There are certainly all kinds of engines moving me around when I paint. Some of them intentional, some of them I don't know. Art is a big, big, big mystery. You can only say that much with that many words. On top of it, I have no language that I really possess fully. All the languages that I use are kind of acquired languages or partly abandoned languages because I don't live in them, although I picked them up when I was young. So only that much that I can say. But then once a painting is painted and it leaves my studio and it goes into the world, it has a life of its own.